We also remind you that if you're at WSW.com, look for that Winvitational golf outing box. There's a couple of tie-ins to the Winvitational this year, including the registration you can do online for the golf at the Sawmill coming up in August. That's where you register, and you have a chance to win lots of great prizes at that event. That's powered by Big E's in Midland. And tomorrow, we have the Polecat portion of the Winvitational, where you have a chance to win a foursome to golf at the Polecat come September. Art Lewis, you remember that you have to be someplace tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah. I got to be someplace tomorrow.
Closest to the Polecat.
I'll be there early, and I assume that others will be there with me because I will be leaving there, not leaving the site, but leaving the tee shot area to go into the restaurant to set up for a remote that morning. So we will be at the Sawmill bright and early, 150-yard shot. It will be the shot will be taken from the ninth fairway, and you shoot toward the green, obviously. And it's a beautiful setting, great place to do this. And I've already talked to Adam Fairchild, the head pro and one of the owners at the Sawmill. Looking forward to it.
And we have an enhancement to it.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting thing, too, because they have, at 9 o'clock, we're done. And they have a huge outing going off at 9 o'clock.
Oh, really?
They got a big tent set up there and everything. So,
well, that'd be a good chance for people to learn about our upcoming outing that they can register for. And the other thing, additional incentive, I was going to say, for tomorrow, for the... We have a hole-in-one contest as well. It's just been finalized.
Oh, we do this year, huh?
Just been finalized. We'll have I believe it's a $10,000 hole-in-one prize.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone gets a hole-in-one, it's your first ball only. The first of the three shots we allow you to have in the closest to the pin, but the first one counts because you can't have any practice shots. So your first shot is the one that counts for the big prize if you get a hole-in-one.
All right, so the next question I have is, who will be bringing the balls, the measuring stick, and all that good stuff?
Ernie Krieger will be out there doing the measuring. And,
well, I know that, but who's
we have,
bringing the materials?
We have Rick Antonio and Chandler Pulowski, who is new to our staff, will be the people that will be bringing the material and coming out with a station vehicle and helping out with everything.
Good deal. Excellent. Excellent.
We're looking forward to that. It's always fun to talk golf.
It is. It is.
Mm-hmm. And the hole-in-one competition brought to you by Ken Buck Insurance in Freeland.
Yeah, Ken Buck and his associates in Freeland. Right. So we appreciate that.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Oh, gentlemen, since we're talking about golf, I just wanted to let you know I brought up FanDuel just a little bit ago. Colin Morikawa helped me win a little money on FanDuel over
the
weekend.
Did?
Yes. Oh,
you
did?
Oh,
really?
Yes. So here's what I was doing. I was watching the third round, and when I saw him tie Louis Oosthuizen, I think it was maybe on the 13th hole or something like that, I immediately went on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and I made my made my huge bet, gentlemen. Huge bet. I paid off big time. I put $1 down, I won $4 back. So there you go. That's what I did.
Hey.
I was a gambling man.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you the size of that payout. FanDuel will be closing tomorrow.
That's right.